بسم الله ما شاء الله لا يسوق الخير إلا الله. بسم الله ما شاء الله لا يصرف السوء إلا الله. بسم الله ما شاء الله ما كان من نعمة فمن الله. بسم الله ما شاء الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره، نؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الحق من ربكم، فمن اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه، ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها، وما أنا عليكم بوكيل. واتبع ما يوحى إليك واصبر حتى يحكم الله وهو خير الحاكمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك والغنى، وله الحمد والثنى، وله الأسماء الحسنى، لا دافع لما قضى ولا مانع لما أعطى، يفعل في ملكه ما يريد ويحكم في خلقه ما يشاء. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم، محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين، من عرب ومن عجم، نبينا الآمر الناهي، فلا أحد أبر في قول لا منه ولا نعم. دعا إلى الله، دعا إلى الله، فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have his mercy, blessings and prayers upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then upon the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba al-Kiram. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has looked and checked and verified the hearts of all creation, all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and then he found that the best of heart is the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala fastafahu li risalati, then he selected him for the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he checked the people after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he found that the best of people after Rasulullah are the people, are the Sahaba al-Kiram ridwanullahi tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhim. Brothers and sisters, let me take you there from Toronto to Baytul Maqdis, there to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And then some of you get the chance and the determination to go and visit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me the chance to go last year. On the east wall of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, there is a cemetery called Maqbaratu, the cemetery where the Sahaba al-Kiram resting. Maqbaratu al-Rahma, the Maqbara, the cemetery of mercy. One of the Sahaba that I'll be talking about a hadith that he narrated عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is Shaddad ibn Aws al-Ansari, one of the great Ansari Sahaba, him and Ubadah ibn Samit رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه. Ubadah ibn Samit is resting there in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. His wife Umm Haram is resting there in the Mediterranean Sea, in the island of Qubrus. So, Shaddad ibn Aws al-Ansari, he and the Sahaba, they have fulfilled their covenants and promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah and with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they passed on the path of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. They never changed their determination to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their determination to fulfill the covenant to Allah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Shaddad ibn Awsin al-Ansari telling us this hadith on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is well known for you all, Sayyidul Istighfar. The best statement to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'dika mastata'tu, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu'u bi dhanbi, faghfir li, fa'innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta, ya Allah. O Allah, you are my Lord. No deity is worthy of worship but you. La ilaha illa ant, you created me. And I am your abd, I am your servant. I am ready to fulfill all my covenants to you with all my possibilities and my capabilities and with all the potential and the ability that I have, with all the faculties that you bestow upon me, my intellectual faculty, my physical ability, my ability to do, my wealth. It's for you, O Allah. وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتُ. I seek refuge to you with all, from all my messing with you, all my ma'asi and siyat. So, oh Allah, forgive me, because there is none to wipe out the sins but you. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is coming. And now we can smell the flavor of Ramadan. And that our ability for ibadah will increase. And then many of us, they get the chance in the month of Ramadan to renew their covenants, to renew their ahd with Allah, their promises with Allah. They would declare their tawbah and come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith there is meant to be recited twice a day. So you recite this hadith in the morning, and if the death come to you, Allah will grant you Jannah. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that we suppose to recite this hadith the night, and then if the death come to us before the morning, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us Jannah. This hadith is mean that I am and you are supposed to renew your mithaqa and your ahd and your covenant and your promises with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to renew your iman, to refresh your iman twice a day. Brothers and sisters, when we wake up the morning, first thing we do is, after opening our eyes and finding out that Allah is giving us another opportunity to live another day, we say, Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah that He's giving me another chance. Alhamdulillah, alladhi, what? Ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. That's the first thing, before even going to wudu. And then you do your wudu, and then you recite, Raditu billahi rabba. I'm pleased today, on Friday, or on Monday, or on Tuesday. Raditu billahi rabba. First ever minute on that day. Wabil Islami deena. Wabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyan wa rasoola. First thing is that covenant, is that ahd, is that determination is been recited, renewed, refreshed every day, every hour, every minute. And then you go and take your ablution, you take your wudu, and then you come to your raka'at, two raka'at of al-fajr, the sunnah. And then you recite Surah al-Fatiha. And then you recite after that Surah al-Kafirun. Let's stop a little bit on that surah, and then when you recite it on that day, when you say قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, this is not just about the pagans of Quraysh. This is on any kafirun that you face, in any kafirun that you see, in every kafirun, any systems that are not the system of Allah, anything does not belong to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, that on that minute, on that day, you are disassociating yourself with قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, in my school, in my market, in my business, in my قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, today لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُ. And then you do another rak'ah and qul huwa. And then after that, I today belong to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, alone. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Back to the hadith. When you, everybody say, oh Allah, I'm yours. Ana lak. I'm your servant. Everything I have, it's you. My life, my ability, everything, it's from you and it is for you. A Muslim, my dear brothers and sisters. A Muslima, a mu'mina. Then brothers, remember that mithaq with Allah. وَإِذَا أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ Yes, oh Allah. We testify, O Allah, that you are our Lord. And then we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The Muaddin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah all the time. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, giving covenant and giving ahd and mithaq to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from a prayer to another prayer, giving the attachment to Allah and giving the attachment and the covenant to Rasulih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mithaqullah, then he is the same mithaq Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot go to Allah without passing through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obeying Allah is obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The covenant of Allah is the covenant of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the one sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we worship. Him, me and you and everybody worship Allah according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the covenant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am the one who is worshipping Allah according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I am all me. I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I give nusra, and I give victory, and I give support. Give nusra to Rasulih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله. Being attached to Allah and Rasulih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers, that you're declaring, you're giving another covenant and another mithaq and ahd, that you are a member of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A member of ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that ummah needs you. That ummah also wants you to refresh and renew the covenant to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sister there in Nepal, one sister there in Kashmir, one sister there in Palestine and Al-Quds, one sister there in Syria, say, oh brother, oh Muslims, we're supposed to say labbayki, oh sister, I'm here for you. That called getting the belonging, the attachment, the affiliation to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you see, you read, you think, and you share. And say, I am one. But inshallah ta'ala, that one who is true in his covenant or her covenant with Allah and with his prophet, with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's our community. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our congregations, in our masajids, in our schools, in our community. When I see my brothers or my sister walking the street, I feel that belonging. I feel that closeness because she is or he is my brother or my sister. شعور بالانتماء لهذه الأمة الشعور بالانتماء لهذه الجالية الشعور بالفخر والاعتزاز الشعور with that feeling of dignity and كرامة that I belong to them. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that I am one of yours. Alhamdulillah that I am one of the bright faces of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The bright faces of ruku' and sujood. That bright voices of reciting Quran in the month of Ramadan. And I say alhamdulillah, this is a great ni'mah that I am a member of a Muslim community. And that feeling of a community, that we are all working as one single man or woman, establishing the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, establishing the Ummah of goodness, establishing the Ummah of justice, establishing the Ummah of khair. And let me tell you that we are an asset. We are, alhamdulillah, when it comes of citizenship, we're supposed to be the best citizens. A citizen that does not need a policeman to police him or her. A citizen that, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen, the level of intellect, the level, the amount of contribution in the civilizational traces here in Canada and elsewhere. We're working hard in labs and in universities and behind machines and in the road, in hospitals, in courts, Muslims, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman and Ahmed and Muhammad. With all that pride of belonging to a community, and then, brothers and sisters, after the covenant with Allah and the covenant with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the covenant with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the covenant with the community that I live and you live. The masjid is not the administration. The center is not the administration. It's you, brothers, sisters, everybody. And then you can feel it. Just compare yourself that you come close during the month of Ramadan. And then we all be happy. MashaAllah, the masjid is full. MashaAllah, the sadaqah is MashaAllah. The zakah is MashaAllah. The Quranic recitation is MashaAllah. Our children are in the masjid. That khair and barakah that take us away from Ramadan, a stronger community. Brothers and sisters, last is, if we feel that attachment, and then we have to be attached to our country, to Canada. In the end, our belonging is global, universal, علاقة كونية. That me, Muslim, doesn't matter if I'm living in my village or I'm living in other village in the other pole of the globe, because I knew that I have Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when I hear ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, tell them, the elder brothers who used to find a Muslim, say mashaAllah and give him a hug, are you Muslim? Alhamdulillah, let's go and pray. And they do that little congregation, 1, 2, 3, and mashaAllah, become bigger and bigger and bigger, till you see the fruit of their effort and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلُوا مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, and then you say Alhamdulillah 1,000 times, it's not enough. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah for everything. And alhamdulillah of having you. Alhamdulillah that I'm talking with you today. And then alhamdulillah that our brothers here, the management of the masjid, gave us this opportunity to come and just summarize our responsibilities. That Allah, wallahi my dear brothers, Allah subhanallah is giving us the opportunity to serve. إذا أراد الله بعبد خيرا استعمله. If Allah intends to do good for somebody, He will utilize him, give him the opportunity to be utilized in the deen of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Brothers and sisters, in downtown Arwa, few blocks from the parliament, another civilizational traces like your beautiful markaz, mashallah, the Islam Care Center. MashaAllah is like a bee nest when it comes of da'wah, products, name it. Family services, the masjid, the inmate services, the youth services, community services, Muslims, non-Muslims. And then we need your help. According to that covenant with Allah, and according to that covenant with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to that covenant to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to that covenant to the Muslim community in Canada, and according to that covenant of our country, Canada, then brothers and sisters, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walil rasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. More than enough. Respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brother. If you have, give. Jazakum Allahu khair. Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, uhibbuk. Nuhibbuka ya Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. Nuhibbuka ya Habibana ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummatul Islami. Nuhibbuk ya Ummatul Islami. Ana Muslimun. Ana Muslimu. هذا نشيدي الملهم من أعمق الأعماق أبعث لحنه يترنم روحي تردده وقلبي والجوارح والدم. أنا مسلم. الله تبارك وتعالى أمرنا بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكته فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم استخدمنا في دينك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا وارحم موتانا وارحم من علمنا وارحم بفضلك جميع المسلمين والمسلمات يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كل الإسلام والمسلمين. And then اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وأقم الصلاة.